Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of Fans in the Pros. We are at the Rouse's Market, 2900 Veterans. Mike Haas along with Deuce McAllister. Hello, Deuce.
How you doing, sir?
See, you dress for summer. You are dressed for the weather outside. You have a short-sleeve shirt on. I am dressed for autumn. I have a long sleeve shirt. I have a vest. I'm dressed for autumn. But even though it's 80 some degrees outside, I dress for the season.
Well,
you dress for the weather.
You have to realize and understand where you are, sir.
I know.
The New Orleans weather has not gotten the memo that it is autumn / fall yet. And I don't know if it's technically going to get the memo because it's we won't call it mid-October yet.
We're pretty close.
Yeah. we're inching that way.
Yeah.
But
hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I got these clothes. These are autumn clothes. I'm wearing them.
Your calendar may tell you that, but now, your body is going to tell you something different.
Now, I will also say, I spend a lot of time during the week in the Superdome.
And ice cold, baby.
Ice cold.
Ice cold.
If you're in that building during the week, you better have a long sleeve shirt on.
Ice cold, baby.
We are at the Rouse's Beer till 6 o'clock, 2900 Veterans. Here is where you can register any of the Rouse's. Register at any community coffee display of the Rouse's for the ultimate black and gold experience. Well, what is that? 4 tickets and pregame sideline passes to the Saints and Atlanta game, November 23rd. That's after the Saints bye week, so it's week 12. Hotel accommodations for 2 nights, a $500 gift card for travel expenses and entertainment. 4 custom Saints jerseys, I guess that'd be 4 26s, and a $500 Rouse's gift card. Come on by,
man,
register.
That's a whole bunch.
That's a lot of stuff right there.
Yeah, you just talked about a whole bunch of stuff, man.
I did. So you can do it at any of the Rouse's. Again, I mean, just I had you at Atlanta, right? All I had to say was Atlanta,
nah,
November 23rd, 2025.
You sucked me on in when you gave me the $500, though.
That's right.
When you gave me the $500 to come to Rouse's over here, yeah, you sucked me on in. You had me going pretty good. But, Mike, I do have to tell you, and you know, it's a good thing that I'm here with you at this Rouse's Market, 2900 Veterans, because I was headed to another Rouse's Market.
I check like 4 times because I'm always afraid I'm going to show up at the wrong one.
And they were going to be looking at me, you guys aren't here today, or at least your crew. The rest of your crew is not here today. Just FYI.
There's another FYI. The game Sunday is at noon.
Yeah,
right?
it is not at 3:15 or 3:25 or whatever
it was. Don't look at your schedule.
It originally was.
And if the schedule's in your wallet, if it's in your, you know, your laptop, wherever it is, it's going to have the wrong time.
And you know what? There's a new crew calling the game.
Yes, I saw that.
I think it's Adam Archuleta.
Yeah.
We had gotten to know the crew just because they had sat beside us,
three straight?
Well, they were with us for three straight, but they were sitting right beside us for two of those three. Charles Davis and the twin. And it's his former team.
Barber.
It's the new No. Not Barber. It's McCarthy.
Oh, I didn't talk about DeCourt. No.
No, I'll think of him. But he was a New England Patriot. Right. I do know that.
So that game is at noon. We have the injury stuff. And, like, I kind of knew Ike Yadam wasn't going to play. So, to me, this is kind of like the first time there's really been nobody because I knew Ike wasn't playing. Of all the thing on the Saints injury stuff is – well, I mean, Alvin's limited, but I feel like we'll have to wait and see. But Chase Young, right? That dude went through neck surgery last year and showed up at camp. But this calf was tough. But, man, he gets to play in his first game. He's been full participation as of today. Man, that's got to be cool.
I'm going to still knock on wood. You know, until we have him out there on the field, I'm going to knock on wood. And it's just because the calf injuries can be tricky. And, you know, even for the team's perspective, they thought this would have been 1 week, 2 weeks, you know, maybe at most three, but not the six. And so to be able to get him, the impact that he should have defensively, you know, even if he doesn't come up with three sacks or anything like that, to be able to get in the rotation, to be able to apply pressure, just to be able to get in the mix. You know, we've seen them run a little bit of NASCAR package and Paul Granderson has moved inside to the tackle position. Brian Brzee has been the other defensive end, and it's normally Cam and Rump on the outside. And so to add Chase into that package should only help them defensively. Now, the question always becomes when you have a guy coming off of injury or being able to come play for the first time, how many plays do you get him? How many plays do you get him? That's always going to be the question mark. And for me, always err on the side of caution. And even though they like to rotate those guys anyway, you're probably looking at about 30, maybe 40, depending on how many snaps the defense gets. But it's in sub packages and in third down package. Now, what's interesting, and you talked a little bit about Alvin being banged up. With Chase coming back, will the Saints not activate one of the other guys that have been in the rotation? You know, we know Rump has been in that rotation, you know, and so who else in that rotation maybe is not active now? And then will the Saints, because the Saints have been going with three tailbacks, but they did release and signed to this practice
Valus
squad.
Valus brought him back,
but will they have Devin Neal active now? Because he was active for one game,
right?
But with Alvin being banged up, you know, what will you do with that situation? So that's just something to monitor, not only tomorrow but on Sunday as well.
And they'll have four players out. Charlie talked about that in our sports update. Do you know what else Sunday is? National Gumbo Day.
So that's why you got the long sleeves on. You're
I'm ready. I'm pushing it. Yeah, I told you, I don't wait for the calendar. Yeah, if you wait for the calendar in Louisiana, you're going to be sorry. We're going to talk some gumbo.
Come on.
With the Lieutenant Governor, Billy Nungesser. Stay with us. We're here till 6 o'clock. Come by, say hello. Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, fans of the pro here on WWLAMFM.com. Always free in the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. This is Fans in the Pro. My cost, Deuce McAllister. Veterans Boulevard, Rouse's, 2900 here till 6 o'clock. But they'll be open later. Come get your stuff for the weekend. You came last night for the Tulane game. They won. High school football tonight. LSU tomorrow night. Saints on Sunday. But that's not all. Sunday is also National Gumbo Day. Joining us now is the Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana, Mr. Billy Nungester. How are you, sir? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. I just got back from the Chaffee Basin, where I got me a 13-foot alligator with some of the lieutenant governors from around the country, and we had a great time in the Chaffee Basin. So good to be with y'all.
Well, since 2004, I didn't actually know this, the official Louisiana cuisine is gumbo. I'm a huge gumbo guy. I make it all the time. You know, you've got the Acadiana. You've got that gumbo. You've got the New Orleans gumbo. And it just speaks New Orleans. Are you seafood or are you chicken and andouille?
You got to be seafood. Seafood's the best, especially Louisiana seafood. Now, do you like your potato salad in it or on the side?
When I'm in the river parishes, I put it in it. You know, I'm not crazy.
Lieutenant Governor, Mr. Billy, for me, it's going to the same place. So it's just, it's going down. The system is going down the system. So it doesn't really matter to me. You know, long as I get a little spice on it, I'm good to go. But see, Mike, I want to talk about this gumbo, but Mike, you just can't skip over a 13-foot alligator hunt that you've been able to wrangle into this boat. So that's what I want to know about. Mike went straight to the business. Now we got to talk gumbo, but I want to hear some more about this alligator.
Man, I tell you, we had people from all over the country down there. Many of them had never seen an alligator, and we got about 15 of them from about 11 up to the 13 footer, and they had the time of their life. And of course, they cooked us some great gumbo and jambalaya at the dock. And yeah, it's great to entertain people from all over the world here in Louisiana. They get treated like nowhere else. And I tell you, the Chaffee Basin has some monster gators.
Well, we definitely appreciate you showcasing the great state of Louisiana, and we're always welcoming guests and people to come and check it out. And so when you can go on a gator hunt like that, that's hard to beat. And so Lieutenant Governor, I know that this probably won't legally stand, but I've been calling that Jumbotron, it is renamed the Gumbotron back at the Superdome. So we're going to give a proclamation here that renames it the Gumbotron at the Superdome. So, you know, well, legally, hey, it may not stand very long, but today and Sunday, that's what we're going with.
Well, Deuce, I'm going to draw up a proclamation, and I'm going to mention how you named it, and we're going to see if it stands, and then we'll try to get the legislature to adopt it. But I'm going to bring you a proclamation, how you came up with it. I'm going to get some information, and you'll have that to hang on your wall from the lieutenant governor, because I talk about it all over the country because we've got the only one. And, you know, on Sunday, we'll be having food trucks in many cities giving out gumbo, and I put that in my press for them to talk about it when they come to come see the Gumbotron in the Superdome. So you've given us another tool in our toolbox to promote Louisiana, something no one else has.
They can't do it. Nobody else can do it. And so we definitely appreciate it. And I'm going to get that laminated. When it go in the office, Mike, it's going to get laminated as well, okay?
Heck yeah. And it's a Gumbotron hard to miss. It's 333 feet by 35 feet. It's massive. And I believe, to my heart, if I told you you couldn't say Gumbotron anymore and you had to say something else, what would come out of your mouth?
That's going to be the first thing that comes out first, right?
Right. You can't not say it now, right? And so it's just perfect. So we are gumbo on Sunday, but really, you know, we have New England coming down. It's a perfect opportunity to say, because up there, October, they're shutting things down. It is, blah, here comes winter. Blah. But for us, middle of October, man, this peak season, right? We got fairs. We got all the things coming. This is about to be our time, is it not?
It absolutely is. And look, can you get Mark Romag to call it when he's calling the game to look up at the Gumbotron? Can we get that in his script?
Work in progress. We're going to take small steps.
It's awesome. I mean, it's just the way it is. But, I mean, I'm right, though, right? This is about to be the busiest time for this city with fairs, end of the holidays, you know, New Orleans Bowl, Sugar Bowl, not to mention we didn't talk about National Championship 2028. But this, while everybody else in the northern part of the country shuts down, man, we pop up.
Yeah, Mike, I tell you what, we have 400 fairs and festivals. If you can eat it, shoot it, drink it, dance to it, we name a festival after it. And I keep saying before I die, I'm going to go to them all. And then we keep coming up with new ones. You know, several years ago, they came up with the Fried Chicken Fest. Everybody said it wouldn't work. Well, now people come from all over the world to go to the Fried Chicken Fest in New Orleans. So it seems like every time someone comes up with another crazy one, puts a team of people together, they work all year to put these things on, and all of them are unique and have a different flavor, culture, and different music. And it's something no other state has in their toolbox to promote their state. So we always got to thank those people that work year-round all over the state on all those fairs and festivals, because it's a big draw for people from all over the world.
Well, Mr. Billy, we definitely appreciate you just taking a little bit of your time out of your schedule to be able to talk to us about our Gumbotron and this Sunday with us celebrating gumbo and gumbo season, really. I don't want to say kicking off, because, hey, if you like it, you like it year-round. It doesn't just have to be when it's cold, but just continue to highlight and showcase our great state. Thank you for everything that you do.
Well, thank y'all for being great ambassadors, and I got to thank Donnie Rice and Marcy at Rouses for being great ambassadors as well. Thank y'all for what y'all do, guys. Have a great day, and go Saints.
Go Saints. Go Tigers. You're welcome. Thank you very much, Mr. Billy Nungesser, the Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana. I've known that man since he was Plaquemines Parish President. And I will admit, I'm a cold weather gumbo guy. I usually have to wait for the first cold front, but I will make exceptions. I mean, for God's sakes, I'm wearing a vest and long sleeve shirt.
If you take off your vest and your long sleeve shirt, then you can have some gumbo.
If I did that.
When it's not 60 degrees, you can enjoy it when it's 80 degrees. You just got to take some of the layers off. And then
do you know what you're asking?
This is a kid friendly show, so we're going to keep it friendly. Hey, but you know, you talked about the up in the Northeast, they're not shutting down. That's clam chowder, baby.
Yeah, but they don't do it outside. There ain't no festivals, ain't no fairs.
It's clam chowder up there.
Taking a break, but first, don't forget, shout out to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine. Dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pasta, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. Saints and Patriots. Talk with Tom Carroll, writer, talker, social media manager for WEEI. Talk about the Patriots next here. 2900 Veterans Boulevard at the Rouses. Here till 6 o'clock. Back after this. WWL, stay with us. Well, welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We are at the Veterans. 2900 Veterans Boulevard, the Rouses. You could come here and register for the community coffee display at any of the Rouses for the ultimate black and gold experience. Tickets for the Saints-Falcons games, hotel, jerseys, $500 gift cards, Rouses cards, whole lot more. So come by and register. That's week 12. Let's get back a bit. Let's talk about week 6. Joining us now, Tom Carroll, writer, talker, social media manager for WEEI. Tom, welcome to the show. You're on with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister.
Thanks for having me, guys. And before we get going, I figured I would mention Morton Anderson's a good friend of mine, and he wanted to say hello, and Jen Anderson wanted to say hello as well.
Jen and Morton, yes, know them well. Great, great people. We don't talk to Morton as much as anymore, but we've known Jen. Gosh, and she was managing one of his restaurants down here. So when you see him, tell him we both said hello.
Absolutely.
All right, so how do you top last week? You go into Buffalo. Buffalo's wearing their special unis. They haven't lost at home since November of 23. I don't think you guys have beaten them there since 21. And, it wasn't perfect. Had some turnovers, but you got some turnovers. I mean, that was a big win for this franchise. How do you top it?
I mean, the way that you top it is by actually going out and winning the games that you're supposed to win here over the next X amount of weeks. And unfortunately for your Saints fan audience, this is a game that the Patriots should win. And it becomes more difficult now with their starting safety, Jalen Hawkins, out and potentially Christian Gonzalez being out. He was listed as questionable today officially for Sunday. And the Saints have two great receivers. You have a quarterback that likes to air it out. So it becomes more difficult. But even with that said, the Patriots have now shown through five games that they need to be beating teams that aren't at their echelon if they want that Bills game to actually mean something 10 weeks from now, 12 weeks from now, next year. Because if they are able to do that, that means that they're likely going to get into the playoffs. And that means that that Bills game can be looked back on as like that jumping off point for a young team that's really still going through that rebuild.
Yeah, when you talk about this team, you know, just talk about a little bit about how emotional that was for them to be able to go into Buffalo, and almost you talk about some demons that they're able to overcome. And, you know, I do agree with you some in some of that statement, but, you know, I don't know. You've seen that Bills team probably a little bit more, obviously a lot more than the Patriots team a lot more than myself, you know, but at the same time, I think that you have to go back and look at last year's record and just say, hey, I don't know if you can erase all of that just in 5 weeks, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, you definitely can't. And that's where I go back to it starts with the Bills win and then they build from there. It can't just be you beat the Bills, now you're ready to be one of those teams. It needs to be you beat the Bills, how do you now use that win to propel yourself into that playoff conversation? And I believe it was Aaron Schatz that had this number. The Patriots have the easiest schedule on paper moving forward since 1978. And it was already among the easiest schedules in the league before last week's slate of games. But then the Ravens had a bad loss and the Bengals continue to look bad without Burrow in there. So some of the later in the season games for the Patriots that were originally looked at as maybe scheduled losses now become games that the Patriots, given the way that they've been playing through 5 weeks, probably should win if those teams are still playing at the level they're playing at right now. And obviously injuries change, and we know that what teams look like right now aren't going to be what they look like a month from now. But based on what it looks like on paper, this Patriots team, it'll be a disappointment if they don't make the playoffs, given the slate that they have in front of them.
Talk about Drake May, and, you know, from year one to year two, 15 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, and he's 73% against Buffalo. And I'm going, wow, that's impressive. And then I look, and that's his second worst of the year, right? From a percentage standpoint, he doesn't beat himself, make smart decisions. Now, they've had some fumble issues, and most of them came really in one game, and it's not necessarily him, but he's rushed for two touchdowns. He just seems like such a stable unit in there, and it'll be up to the Saints defense to get him off his mark, because he has been so efficient and so on the mark completion-wise in your wins. He's 80%. You know, completion in your wins. I mean, he's a lot.
Yeah, and I give a lot of credit to Josh McDaniels for the growth of Drake May. And look, the big problem with May last year is that he had that big playability, but then he also had that Brett Favre in him where he would turn the ball over late trying to make a play, or he had that gunslinger mentality. And it looks like that's been coached out of him. And maybe that goes to him just having more experience under center here in the NFL. But I give a ton of credit here to the coaching staff for putting Drake May in a position to have obvious decisions to make on every play. And the ball is getting out of his hands quickly. And when it's not getting out of his hands quickly, it's because it was a designed rollout situation where Drake May is able to either make a play with his legs or find a guy in space. So I've been really impressed with Josh McDaniels coming back to New England here for a third different stint as offensive coordinator, working with the young quarterback and making him look like one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the league through 5 weeks.
Tell us a little bit about this defense and just how they've been able to play. And you sometimes you have to weather the storm. We know Christian has dealt with kind of hamstrings, and you alluded to it earlier. But just tell us a little bit about this defense and, you know, just some of the problems that they're going to cause for the Saints offense come Sunday.
So I'm worried about the secondary. Like I mentioned, you know, Gonzalez going to be questionable. Jalen Hawkins, the starting safety, is going to be out. But it's that front seven that has really impressed me for New England. And really the two guys in the interior, Milton Williams and Christian Barmore, have been fantastic. And Williams coming in, got the huge contract this offseason as one of the guys down in Philly who was a rotational guy. I think he was only playing something like 46% of the snaps last year for the Eagles. So there was a question as to if this guy can come in and command, you know, a full workload for a guy in the middle making the money that he's making. And he has totally lived up to the hype and been that guy both in the pass rush and stopping the run. He really has been fantastic. And right next to him, Christian Barmore, at the end of the 2023 season, I think he was inarguably the best player on the Patriots. And last year, unfortunately, he dealt with blood clots and he missed most of the season. He only ended up playing, I believe, 4 games towards the end of the year. And he ended up not even being able to finish the year because the blood clot symptoms started coming back. But those have seemingly gone away. They've really figured out something that works for him health-wise, and he's been able to get back in shape, and he's recaptured that form. So they have two studs in the middle of that defensive line that have been able to both rush the passer and stop the run, and that's huge, as you know, Deuce, for a defense to be able to stop the run. It just changes what an offense has to do. It makes you press more, and it just changes the entire outlook of a game plan. So I know Kamara has been banged up for you guys, and you know, it's going to be tough for him if he's not at 100% to run up the middle with those two guys on the defensive line for the Pats.
Last question for me, and I appreciate your time. Antonio Gibson out probably for maybe some time. Does Travion Henderson move into his spot, both from a running back situation and special teams? Because he's been a big stalwart for special teams as well.
Yeah, so Antonio Gibson is going to be out for the year with a torn ACL, and the coaches this week have alluded to the fact that there is going to be, you know, opportunities for other guys. You know, they've been getting guys ready for when it's their turn, was the words I believe McDaniels used yesterday in his press conference. So logic would tell you that means Travion Henderson is going to get opportunities here. And throughout the preseason and during training camp, he really popped. He was someone that Patriots fans were really excited about heading into the season. And he just hasn't been a huge part of the offense through 5 weeks. And now with Gibson out of the mix, it makes a ton of sense for a guy like Travion, who has a similar-ish skill set to Gibson. You know, Antonio Gibson's a guy that's really good at catching the ball out of the backfield, making those big splashy plays. As you mentioned, a guy that can be an impact player on special teams in the kick return game. Travion Henderson can do all of that. And you used a second-round pick on the guy. So I think it's the perfect time to bring a guy sort of off the mothballs and let him do his thing for the Patriots. So I would be surprised if you don't see an uptick in production from Travion Henderson on Sunday.
Tom Carroll, writer, talker, social media manager, WEEI. We appreciate your time. Have a great weekend and have a great rest of the season.
Me on, guys. Really appreciate it.
Pretty cool. Tell
Thank
Martin
you.
And Jim we said hello. We'll take a break. Fans in the Pro with you until 6 o'clock, 2900 Veterans Boulevard. Come on by. Register for the community coffee Ultimate Black and Gold Experience. Saints tickets and a whole lot more for the Atlanta Falcons Week 12. Back after this here on WWL AM/FM on Always Free on the Odyssey app. Welcome back with you until 6 o'clock. News coming up at 5. Don't forget tomorrow, the Tigers in South Carolina. 2 o'clock, it all begins with Mike Dettelier and Herb Tyler with the Gulf Coast Bank & Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. Come on out, count down the big game with Acme and 16 surround sound TVs and the best drink specials. It is a great place to hang out and LSU all of college football. All thanks to the good folks at MAP Construction. 4:45, the official pregame show. Kickoff at 6:45. The voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair and Jacob Hester. Tigers and Gamecocks tomorrow on WWL and streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Did you watch Tulane last night?
I did watch some of it, and I think tomorrow, is that homecoming for LSU?
It is homecoming for LSU, yes,
I believe that's homecoming, so, I mean, it should be a festive atmosphere, and I know they talked about it. You got two quarterbacks that we think that will go in the first round.
Yeah,
you know,
we think
that both of those guys will go in the first round, so hopefully both are healthy, you know, to be back to where they can go out there and function at a high level. But, man, it should be an exciting game in Tulane. Oof. The Tulane game, it looked rough for a minute there.
We're going to talk red zone Saints, but that's red zone. I mean, the first six possessions got within 4 yards of being in the red zone every possession and had 12 points. Now, they won. Big win.
You got to win to keep yourself in the conversation.
Right.
And it looked like that they were going to be out of the conversation. And the conversation is the 12-team playoff. And
right.
So by them being able to win, they may not get the style points, but it's not going to matter at the end of the day, because if you have the record that you need, you're going to get in.
Right. And so they said, to heck with it. They were down.
Whatever it takes. Yeah.
They got down 16-12, and he said, you know what? Forget the red zone. 63-yard touchdown pass.
We'll go the long way.
We'll do it just like the Saints did. The Saints scored twice from the Giants' red zone. Didn't do very well in their own red zone. Scored from their own. A big win for Tulane as they won 26-19. We're going to talk some Pelicans in the second hour. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister here at the Veterans Rouses, 2900 Veterans Boulevard, back after this. But the news is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.